Let's go to the audio sound bites. This is last night in Kansas City at the VFW convention. The presumptive Democrat presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, speaking about the Iraq war and the surge.
We've begun to change tactics in Iraq and in some areas, particularly in Al-Anbar province. It's working. We're just years too late changing our tactics. We can't ever let that happen again. We can't be fighting the last war. We have to be preparing to fight the new war.
Pure inanity. Literal incompetence on display. It's working, but it's too late. It's working, we're just too late in changing our tactics. This is the woman who wants to be the commander-in-chief. It's never too late for victory. It is never... See, this is the politicization of this. Like I was just talking to Lane about, all of this stuff is irrelevant now. If you're an American and you love your country and you understand the threat that we face, whether you dislike Bush for irrational reasons or what have you, whether you think they made mistakes the first 3 or 4 years, irrelevant. They fixed it. We're doing it the right way now. It's never too late for victory, Mrs. Clinton. We can't be fighting the last war. We have to be praying to fight. Well, I don't even know what she's talking about. Here's the next bite where she just... After getting it on the record, surge is working, especially in Anbar province, then the caveat.
As we move forward in these next months, awaiting a report from General Petraeus, we'll have some very hard decisions to make.
No, we
won't. One decision I know we will make is to continue to honor the service of our own American troops.
Not your party.
And to make sure that they are given the respect that they so richly have earned. Some of us will disagree. I think the best way of honoring their service is by beginning to bring them home.
Again, the woman who wants to be commander-in-chief admits the surge is working, but now let's bring them home. The best way to honor their service is to bring them home. These are warriors. These are people who join the U.S. military in order to engage in operations just like this. So, the woman, the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee, who wants to be the next commander-in-chief, let me translate what you just heard. We're winning, so let's quit. We'll be back. That's what she said. We're winning, let's quit. The no onions strategy from the woman with the testicle lockbox.